All right, good morning, Catalyst family. I'm excited about today. We got a lot of stuff going on. We're going to try to make this a very interactive Teacher Appreciation Sunday, but I have a few words to say before we get to the interactive part. So I'm really happy that Pastor Robert is here because I told him that the intro line to this message today includes him. So I'm really glad that he's here. So, you know, Pastor Robert, he always says there are two kinds of people, right? There are two kinds of people. So this morning I'm going to say there are two kinds of people. There are people, and then there's people who have run and earned this Boston Marathon medal. So I wasn't going to go there, but Auntie Dale said on Tuesday that she wanted me to bring it on Sunday, so I had to show it off. So I brought it just for her. But honestly, the experience of running the Boston Marathon was a very unique and a very different experience for me. It's not my first marathon. I've run multiple ones. So in the past, when Pastor Robert said, you can only talk about marathon if you've done one, I've done some, so I feel qualified to be able to talk about marathon during sermon. But this was a very unique experience for me. One of them was just the support of our church family. You know, a few weeks ago, Bonnie came up here and shared about the ways that we were partnering with Boston Children's Hospital to raise funds for research for canned and canned research. And thanks to our church family, we were able to raise $11,000 for research. So thank you so much. This is a picture of me and Maddox after the race. It was really special for me to be able to run the race and having Maddox there, knowing that what we're doing together is we're raising money to help kids and other people like him that are affected by canned and being able to raise money for research in that. So it was a really special feeling and a really special experience for me. And so thank you from the bottom of my heart for all of you guys that were praying, supported through finances and everything. Just really appreciate it. It made the experience so much different for me. And I'll be sharing a little bit more. I'm going to kind of weave through some of the marathon stuff throughout this message. But just, again, I just want to show my appreciation to our church family for partnering with us in that. Okay, so running the Boston Marathon wasn't the only thing that we were able to do in Boston. Do you guys, one of the things that I was able to do was, do you guys like baseball? Okay, I hear a couple people cheering. All right, well, for those of you that like baseball, do you know what the oldest active baseball stadium is in the United States? Okay, I hear it over there. It's Fenway Park, which is in Boston. And this is a picture of Fenway Park. We got to go on a tour of Fenway Park. It's the oldest active stadium. It was built in 1912, and they had a major renovation in 1934. So we got to go on a tour, and it was really cool. You know, Fenway has some cool things about it, like the big green monster, which you see in the back. It's the only stadium with something like that. But you know what I thought was one of the most interesting things? It's this picture. The seats. Okay, so the interesting thing about these seats is that these are the same seats that were a part of the major renovation in 1934. So these are 90-year-old seats. Same ones, right? Still made out of wood, still made out of the cast iron. They haven't done anything. They've refurbished and changed out a lot of the other seats in the stadium, but not these ones. So why do you think that they would keep the same seats? Why haven't they replaced them? Oh, Jackson, what do you think? To commemorate the history, that's right. To commemorate the history. It's not because they're comfortable. It's not because they're big and can, I mean, I felt cramped in them. It's not even, they don't even have a cup holder anymore, so you can't even put your drink there, right? It's not about those things. It's because they want to commemorate the history, and they know the value of history, and they want everyone that goes to that stadium to have an opportunity to sit in the same seats as people that got to watch Dave Roberts, the current manager of the Dodgers, get the steal that helped to break the curse of the Bambino, Sorry, Pastor Barry, I had to throw in the Dodger reference just for you. They're sitting in the same seats as people that watch Ted Williams, Roger Clemens, and Cy Young. There's something unique and something special about history that's in us. We have a desire to be a part of history. And so we've been going through this series called Be Lit, where we're living in the truth. So today's truth is that you were made to be a part of history. There's something in us that is longing to be a part of history. But what is history? Well, it's a combination of two words. His story. Well, who is the his in his story? It's God. It was woven into us that we are to be a part of God's story. And so this morning, we're going to explore a little bit about what it looks like for us to be a part of his story. So it's cool. This trip to Boston was so special for me because I felt like I was a part of history. I got to sit in those same seats as people that sat in 1934. I got to be a part of the longest running annual marathon in the world, the Boston Marathon. This was the 130th annual marathon in Boston. And I got to run on the same course as some of the people from 130 years ago. It's the same course. So I got a chance to be a part of history, and each one of us was made to be a part of history, part of God's story. I'm going to skip that part. I'll skip it. Okay, I have a question for you. How many genealogies are in the Bible? Okay, Trish, you should know this because she's looking at me like, no, I don't know. Trish, you should know this. You know why you should know this? Because I looked it up. On January 26th of last year, I spoke about that. So you should know. Okay, sorry. Trish, I love you because we can mess around with each other. Okay, so if you don't know, there's over 20 genealogies in the Bible. Do you guys know what a genealogy is? No. Okay, Abby's looking at me. She says no. We don't know what a genealogy is. Okay, a genealogy is our line of ancestry. So there's a lot of them in the Bible where they talk. Okay, I'll show you. Since we don't know, I'll show you what it looks like. Let's go to Luke chapter 3. And verses 23 to 38 show the genealogy of Jesus through his father Joseph. Okay? But we won't go through the whole thing. We'll just go through three verses, 23 to 25. It says this: when he began his ministry, Jesus himself was about 30 years old, being, as was commonly held, the son of Joseph, the son of Eli, the son of Matthat, the son of Levi, the son of Melchi, the son of Janai, the son of Joseph, the son of Mattathias, the son of Amos, the son of Nahum, the son of Hesli, and the son of Nagai. All right. I have another question. How many of you guys know what Janai did? How many people know that what Mattathias did? Or how many people know what Matthat did? I don't even know what they did, but they're in the Bible. So something that they did qualified them to be written about and remembered throughout history. So everybody that's read through the Bible has read about these people. Why? Because they were a part of the genealogy and the lineage of Jesus. God chose them to participate in the coming of the Messiah. But I'm pretty sure that when they were alive, they didn't know the impact that they were making. They didn't know that they were going to be commemorated for all time in God's Bible. But they were. They were. Because God values people and their role in his story. So today is Teacher Appreciation Sunday. It's a day that we want to show appreciation and thank all the people in our church who sacrificially volunteer their time, their energy, to helping to raise our young people in the ways of the Lord. So to all of our teachers and volunteers, you don't know how much of an impact you guys are making, but we do. And so today we want to recognize that. And I believe that one day when we meet God face to face, he's going to show you the full impact of the commitment and the sacrifices that you guys made. But we also don't want to be a church that just talks about it. What does Uncle Brett always say? He says, don't talk about it, be about it. So we don't want to just do this today because it's Teacher Appreciation Sunday, but we want to be a church that lives that out all the time. And so our family ministry team got together this week, and we wanted to show our appreciation to someone who's made an impact in our life. So this week we got a chance to have lunch with one of our teachers for a lot of us when we were growing up, Miss Joanne Caba. So this is a picture of something that we did. We were able to take her out to lunch. And one thing she said was, like, why are you guys asking me to go out to lunch? And we're like, because you have been so special and important in our lives and helping us to know about God. And we don't just want to be a church that just talks about it when you're a teacher. We want to be a church that lives it. And so we were able to have lunch with her. We're still able to pick her brain about some of the things that we're going through now, some of the things that she's been through, and that we need advice for. We wanted to honor her in her role in our lives. Because we want to be a church that lives this out. Not just appreciating people in the moment, but we want to appreciate people for their legacy and what they've given to us, what they poured into us. So for all of you people in our congregation that have been a part of our children's and family ministries, thank you. Because you guys are making an important part. You guys are playing an important role. And one day, I believe, yeah, God's going to be like, did you see this happening generations down the line? Well, you had a play in that. You didn't even know this person, but you were an important part of their life. And so that's one thing that we did with Miss Joanne when we met with her. We shared with her a lot of the stories of what's going on in our kids. And she doesn't even know you guys, but she was really blessed by all of the things that we were able to share about the ways that you guys are experiencing God because of the seeds that she planted. One of the things that I thought was really interesting was she kept saying some of these phrases, and I was like, oh, I've heard that before, but not from her. I've heard it from other people in our church. So like with Uncle Brett, right, he says, don't just talk about it, be about it. She said that when we were meeting with, I was like, oh, you know, you might have heard there's no junior Holy Spirit. She was talking about that. Auntie Steph says that all the time. It's like, we don't even know some of the influences that are going on, right? But because you guys are being raised in a church that values, like, no junior Holy Spirit, that was because of seeds planted years and years ago. So for all of you teachers, the seeds that you guys are planting, you might not see the fruit yet, but God is the great gardener, and he's tilling it, he's caring for those seeds, and the fruit will come. So thank you. Thank you again. Oh, I'm going to skip that part. I brought a lot of stuff today because I was like, I don't know where the Holy Spirit wants to lead this. So there might be stuff that I'm skipping and going around. But I just feel so thankful. And I think that's an important part of this whole thing is an attitude of thankfulness. So I want to share with you a story of the marathon. The next picture is of me getting on the bus. So this is a different marathon too because it's a point-to-point marathon. So in a point-to-point marathon, the start is really far away from the finish. So in Boston, it's 26 miles away from the start to the finish. So in order to get to the start, you have to get on a bus, right? So the race starts at 10, and they said, let's load the bus at 6:45. Right? So I get there early thinking, I want to be one of the first people on the bus. I don't want to rush. I get there. This is pictured at 6:15 of all these people waiting in line for the bus already. You're not even supposed to get there till 6:45. So anyway, I'm sitting there waiting. I'm waiting for the bus. And I hear all these people saying things like, oh yeah, I want to run a 2 hours and 30 minute marathon. Okay, if you don't know how fast that is, so fast. That's like under 6 minutes and 20 seconds per mile for a full marathon in hills and everything, right? That's so fast, right? So I want to run under 2 hours and 30 minutes. And if I have a bad day, I want to run under 2 hours and 40 minutes. And my fastest time ever on a hill, on a course that was just straight downhill, was 2 hours and 52 minutes. So, like, it's like, what am I doing here? Like, I don't belong here with these people. What am I doing here? I don't get, like, so I was getting all anxious and nervous because, you know, I had been dealing with a hip injury, so I didn't get the training that I thought I was going to get and I was expecting. So I was thinking, okay, I would be really happy if I got 3 hours and 15 minutes. And I'm standing next to this person who's supposed to run 45 minutes faster than me. Like, for a full marathon, that's like 2 minutes per mile faster. Like, that's so much faster, right? I'm thinking, what am I doing here? I'm getting really anxious. I'm getting, so I'm doubting. Why should I even be here? Then I feel like the Lord says, it's because I chose you to be here today. I chose you to be here today. And I went from this anxiety, this anxiousness about being there, to a gratitude, a thankfulness. Like, thank you, God, for choosing me to be here today. Thank you, God, for choosing me to be. And the anxiety left. So I've been doing some research on neuroscience and how the brain works. And one of the really cool things about our brain and that the way that science is finding out is that the brain and neuroscience is affirming things that were said in the Bible. But they just didn't have the science back then to understand it. So one of the cool things that I heard a neuroscientist talk about was about anxiety. And he said that the brain cannot experience anxiety and thankfulness at the same time. So he said, if you're experiencing and feeling anxious, think about the things that you're thankful for, and that should ease your anxiety. I experienced that. I experienced that. But the cool thing is that it sounds like something that the Apostle Paul wrote 2,000 years ago. Philippians 4, chapter 4, verses 6 and 7 say, do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Right? So he presents to us this dichotomy, right? It moves from anxiety to peace. And what's one of the elements? Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving. So when we come with a thankful heart, we can move from anxiety to thanksgiving. And I experienced that in my journey from getting on the bus at the marathon. Because I was getting so, like, what am I even doing here? And it moved to thankfulness. So one of the things that also happens in the Bible is that there's this concept of a pillar. A pillar. So in the Bible, what they used pillars for was places of remembrance. So that when there was a significant event or something that happened, they would build a pillar. So anytime that you walk by that pillar, you would say, oh, I remember the reason that this pillar is here. Today, we wanted today to be a pillar for our church and for our people. So we're going to do something today for Teacher Appreciation Sunday to hopefully make it feel like a pillar, like a day to remember. Okay, so we're going to not just say we appreciate the teachers, but we're going to show our appreciation for our teachers. So we're going to actually make this a little bit more interactive right now. So I know we've been talking a lot so far, so now we're moving into the interactive part. Okay, so for this part, actually, everyone that's sitting in the front, can we move back a little bit? We're going to use the front area. So we need all the people sitting in the front just to move back a little bit. Maybe to about where the stickers on the floor are. That would be good. Okay. So, like we've been talking about, our children's and family ministries a lot this morning. And for the people that don't have kids in our children's and family ministries, we wanted to give you guys a little bit of a glimpse into our ministries before we appreciate the teachers. So our youngest kids, from birth to about 2.5, 3, they go to a place called the Den. We call it the Den. And the reason that we call it the Den is because we want it to be a place where our youngest church family can experience the intimacy of family as a child of God. This is their first experience on what it is to be in a church. So our heart is that they learn that it's a place of safety, belonging, and fun. Okay? So that's what the heart is for the Den. So to appreciate all of the people in the den, we wanted to ask all of the teachers and volunteers for the den to come up in the front and stand in the front here. And everyone that is in the den, so parents, you guys are going to have to bring them up. We want you guys to come up too. So for this activity, we want all, yeah. Good job, Ty. High five. Okay. Okay, so as they're coming up, you know, these are all the people that are caring for our youngest church family. So we want to show our appreciation for them by having our kids come up, okay? And then I actually asked one of the moms to give a blessing. So Rihanna Machida is going to give a blessing to our den teachers.
Can I say hi? No. yeah, as a mom, to both of my kids are in the den right now. I'm just really grateful to the team. And, you know, it's really not easy to, like, trust other people with, like, these guys, especially being so young. But both my kiddos feel really safe and cared for. And we always laugh because Zachary especially, you know, this guy just wants to be, like, held. And just then he's fine. And so we, Tom and I, always laugh that every single time we come pick them up, someone's holding him. And he's so happy. He feels safe. So we're so appreciative to the team and just, how the Lord uses you guys to really be, like, safe for them, and that they're learning that church is safe and that God loves them. So thank you guys so much. So, yeah, let's just say, God, I just want to thank you for this morning where we could show appreciation for the team of leaders who serve so faithfully. And specifically, we just thank you for Auntie Susan, Auntie Sakura, and also Kana, and also for Auntie Larissa, for leading well and loving these kids well. We pray that you would bless them and that they would feel that you're so proud and pleased with them also. And I pray that they would know that as parents, we just really love and appreciate them probably more than we could really say. So just bless them, Lord. And thank you for all that you are doing and have done for our littlest ones in the den. In Jesus' name, amen.
All right, thank you to all of our volunteers for the den. So next up, we have the hive. Okay, we have the hive. So the hive is our new, well, actually it's not new anymore. I kind of stole these from when we introduced all of our areas. So this is a class of our middle kids grades. It's the biggest, well, actually it might not even be the biggest anymore. I stole this from a long time ago. I should have read over this before I put it in here. Okay. But it's a place where we want our kids to experience community while getting to taste and see the sweetness of God. That's why we picked it as a hive, right? Like a beehive. There's a lot of energy. There's a lot of movement. But then it's also a place where they make honey, right? So we want them to taste and see what it is to be in God's family. Okay, so for this, I actually got a chance to experience something that I felt like, originally I was going to do this differently. But then the Lord brought to mind a picture from the marathon again. So I'm just in this marathon kind of mood. So I wanted to show you this picture, this next picture from the marathon. Okay, so this is me running in the marathon. And one thing I want you to notice is all of the barriers that are there. Okay, there's the reason for all of the barriers on the side is because there are so many people that come to watch the marathon. From my memory, I cannot remember one spot from the starting line to the finish line, 26 miles, where there was not people there. I can't remember anywhere where there was a gap. And it was just lines and lines of barriers because they don't want people, there's so many people there, they don't want them crowding the runners, right? I felt like I was surrounded by a great cloud of witnesses. But one of the cool things was I felt like I was surrounded by a bunch of kids. So This next picture is what I feel like I had to do when I saw all these kids. There were so many kids, and I was trying to give them high fives because they're all standing there on the side with their hand out trying to give you a high five. That at the end of the race, I was like, my legs are sore. Wait, why is my shoulder sore? Like, oh, it's sore because of my hand was out the whole time because there were so many kids. But the picture that the Lord gave me for this next group and for the pride was that there's something special when the kids hold out their hand to give you a high five. So Auntie Steph has always wanted to do a fire tunnel in church. So we're going to have the Hive members come up and make a tunnel and put their hands out. And then we're going to have the Hive teachers and volunteers go through the tunnel and give everyone a high five. And then Nikki is going to pray a blessing over the Hive teachers. Okay? So if you're in the Hive, come on up. Let's make a line so we could give them a high five. Right here. Just right in front. Just right in front. If you are in the Hive. Yeah, just on the floor. High five. High five. High five. Yeah, just like that. All right. Go to right here. High five. Sophie, hand out. Okay. So if you are a volunteer in the Hive, let's come this way, and then we'll come and give everyone a high five, okay? High five, high five, high five, high five. Auntie Sharon, you have to go through too. Okay. Okay, and Nikki is going to give a blessing over. So if you're one of the volunteers that just went through, please stay standing up. You guys need to stand up. We want to recognize you. Stand up. Okay, and then so Nikki's going to give a blessing on behalf of our Hive kids.
Dear Jesus, please bless all of our Hive teachers.
Thank you, Jesus. Okay, in the Hive, you guys can sit down. Thank you, Hive volunteers. Okay. Okay. So our older group is the Pride. Okay. Our older group is the Pride, and they represent a group of kids who walk in confidence, strength, and courage, knowing who they are as sons and daughters of the King. And our vision for this group is to see them walk out their faith in the power and authority that we have in Jesus. And you've been able to see some of them share some of their experiences with the Lord through worship and things like that, and it's been a really good time. Personally, I get to brag a little bit on them because the kids have been doing such a good job in our class of really seeking the Lord's heart. You know, last week I was really touched personally because Steph shared a story about Riley, and she actually, during the worship time, said, hey, hold on, guys. Before we move on to the next thing, we need to see, did anybody experience the Lord today? And I was like, oh, I didn't know that. That's cool that she stopped it, right? So now our kids are starting to step out in confidence and leading the group even. So that was really cool. So now we're going to do the same thing with the Pride. So if you're in the Pride, come on up. Let's line up and put our hands out. We're going to... Okay, so for all the volunteers in the Pride, let's stand up and we're going to come through again. Okay, I'll go first. Woo! Okay, you guys got to stay standing because you guys have to receive your blessing too. So Abby's going to pray for this group.
Dear God, I pray for the teachers in the Bride and bless them and hopefully that they have a fun time too.
Thank you, Jesus. Okay, so now we actually have something that's a little bit unexpected too. I kind of did this a little bit under the radar, okay? So, you know, our family ministry is one team. We want to make our family ministry one program from birth to adulthood. So it doesn't just stop with our kids. So we also have an awesome youth ministry as well. It's Forge and Magnetic. And really, they want to help our youth to deepen their relationship with the Lord and each other and experience family and being a part of the family of God. And it's a transition for them to be moving from being kids to being adults in the family and what it looks like to transition and move into adulthood. So I actually asked someone to come and share about, she's newer to our church, so I wanted her to come and share about her experience in our youth ministry. So welcome up Juliana Albaran.
Hello.
You have to come up.
Okay. Oh, I'm so tall now. I know that I'm like newer. I've only been here like a couple months, but it's like when I first came, it's like it was so like moving to me because like when we had our old youth, it wasn't really like. It's like they kind of talked at us, and like we didn't really have that connection. But when I first came in, and like it's like as soon as I could tell that there was just like that these kids, like the kids from there, and then the teachers, that they actually cared and that they actually wanted, you know, us to be talking to God, and it was amazing. And I'm really just like so thankful for all the teachers and stuff. And it's just like
they just love her their sister.
Yeah. And I remember when I first went in there, they gave me a paper, and it was like a prayer. At the time, I just read it, but then I went home and I showed my uncle and my dad, and I just started crying. And it's like that's when I knew that this church, like these teachers, that they meant like that they actually like. Sorry, I don't know how to word this. And it was just like, I'm just like so thankful that we've came here. And I'm just thankful for all the teachers too, because they helped form the youth and who are my friends now. And it's like, you know, they care about me and like, you know, they're just really nice and kind. I'm really thankful for the teachers.
Okay, thanks, Joanna. All right, so FXM, you know, all these kids really look up to you, so you guys got to show them what a real fire tunnel is like. So you guys got to, now's your chance to show them how to do it. So Forge and Magnetic, come on up. If you are a youth leader, now's your turn. Let's line up. You guys are going to come through too. We appreciate you guys too. We appreciate you guys too as a church. Our ministries would not be the same without all of you, too. Come on, Brandon, let's go.
I'm going to pray a blessing. Dear Lord, we just thank you for the leaders and who they've been to us. We thank you for the mentors they've been, the leaders they've been. We thank you for the laughs we've shared with them, the tears we've shared with them, and the way they've been able to show us how to find you and build a deeper relationship with you. Amen.
So we wanted this morning to be a pillar. We did something a little bit different, but hopefully for all of you, whether you're a volunteer or a kid or just in our congregation, we want you to have something to fall back on. That's what a pillar is all about, something to fall back on. So when you're going through a time where you feel anxious or you have a lot of thoughts going in your mind or things like that, just remember all the people that are here as a part of our church family to help to raise our kids up in the ways of the Lord, to help support and cheer on, right? You guys, if you don't have any kids in the ministry or you're not one of the volunteers, I heard a lot of people cheering them on. You're a part of the story too. You're a part of the story too. When I was running my race, all those people on the side, they're part of cheering me on and helping me to get to the finish line. And it was interesting. Like I shared, I had a hip injury heading into this race, and I had a prayer session with Pastor Dean and Carrie and Hannah, and Hannah said, I believe this is going to be your best race ever. And this is in the middle of me having this injury, and I wasn't even running that much at that time. I was like, I don't see it. Like, I want to receive it, but I don't see it. And she said, this is going to be the best race of your life. And through all of these different experiences, I can say that. It was. It was. And so during those times where you might be feeling down, you might be feeling anxious, you are a part of something bigger. You are a part of God's story. You are a part of helping our young people, whether you're actively doing it as a volunteer or you're just there cheering them on, you're a part of the story. And one day, the Lord will show you the impact that you made. So let's close our time in prayer. Worship team, you guys can come up. God, I just want to echo all of the prayers and all the blessings from this morning. Thank you for our teachers and the people that have sacrificially given their time to help raise up our church family. We're just so appreciative of them. But God, I don't want to leave out everybody else in our church family too. They are all a part of the story as well. So I just personally thank you so much for all of the people in our church. Each time I stand up here, I look around and I just feel so blessed because we have so many amazing people that you have brought into our church family. So thank you that we get to walk together. Thank you for this opportunity. Thank you that you showed us the way. It's really about being thankful. So God, we just thank you so much. In Jesus' name, amen.